In this bulletin, world leaders urge to step up their efforts against climate change as a new report shows global warming is speeding up. Prime Minister Scott Morrison praises Australia's economic relationship with the US. And in football, Sam Kerr says she will remember forever the moment she broke her own scoring record. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The UN's Deputy Secretary General, Amina Mohammed, has urged world leaders attending the UN climate talks in New York to step up their actions to reduce emissions. It comes as data shows the impacts of global warming are speeding up. A report compiled by the UN Agency for Climate and Weather, the World Meteorological Organization, says the 5 years to 2019 is the warmest five-year period on record. Ms. Mohammed says the science is clear, but what is lacking is the political will.
The current plans submitted by countries get us nowhere close to limiting temperature rise to well below 2 degrees by the end of the century. In fact, those plans would more than double this number, and that would be disastrous. We cannot safely predict the future of humanity in this scenario. This is a critical moment. Between now and 2020, this will be the last chance to really change the course, to bend that curve.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has praised the economic relationship between the US and Australia at the opening of a new paper mill in Ohio funded by Australian billionaire businessman Anthony Pratt. The company is investing about $500 million in a paper mill and corrugated box factory, which is expected to create 300 new jobs, paying an average wage of $22 to $25 per hour. Mr. Morrison says the project highlights the strong relationship between the US and Australia.
We've got Wagga Wagga, Wollongong, Wallarang, Wangaratta, Warrnambool, Woolloomooloo. So, you know, Wapak, that fits right in. This is a bit of Australia right here in Ohio, I reckon. There's a bit of Australia here.
The minister responsible for managing Australia's population levels is looking to Canada for inspiration. Alan Tudge wants to emulate Canada's success in giving provinces a greater role in shifting new migrants beyond the country's biggest cities. Minister Tudge told a population summit in Sydney that since the early 1990s, the number of migrants who have settled outside Canada's major cities has increased by 24%. He says the success can be put down to offering migrants a strong welcome and support program, a community network, and help finding work. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for unity after Israeli-Arab political parties broke with a long-standing precedent and endorsed ex-military chief Benny Gantz for Prime Minister. The dramatic move comes after the mainly Arab Joint List Alliance won 13 seats in Tuesday's polls, making them the third largest force in the 120-seat parliament. It is the first time that majority Arab parties have endorsed a candidate for Prime Minister since 1992. Mr. Netanyahu told voters he is best placed to lead the country.
Now there are two options. One is that a minority government will emerge that relies on those who deny Israel as a Jewish and democratic state and that glorifies terrorists who murder our soldiers and citizens, or that a broad national union government will emerge. I know what the answer is, and you know it too, and that is why I'm going to act as much as I can to establish a national union government. There is no other solution.
A new report has found the National Disability Insurance Scheme isn't doing enough to support mentally ill Australians. The National Mental Health Commission says there is growing concern about lower than expected numbers of people with disabilities associated with mental health conditions moving to the scheme. The report found some are not necessarily receiving the help they need and are turning to emergency departments instead. In football, Matilda's superstar striker Sam Kerr says she will remember forever the amazing moment she broke the single-season scoring record in the US National Women's Soccer League. Kerr scored a brace for the club's side Chicago Red Stars in their 3-1 win against Washington Spirit to stretch her tally for the season to 18 goals, breaking her own single-season record of 17. Here is how the record-breaking goal was called.
Cuts to her right, Kerr's shot, and now one. Puts another tally on the board for the Red Stars, and Sam Kerr with another brace on the season. Sam Kerr now with a new career high in goals with 18.
The Western Australian native joined the Chicago Red Stars last season, scoring 16 goals in 20 games for her side. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, possible shower, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, also mostly sunny and 22. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.